Unless you're a sailor or backpacker, you probably haven't spent much time lately thinking about compasses. But the compass has long served as the best tool for navigation, and today it's the perfect tool to help understand how our culture has lost its way, and maybe even to guide it back. I'm Matthew Murphy, and welcome to Herald from the North. Imagine yourself, if you will, sailing on a ship back in the 16th century and you're the one in charge of navigation. It's your responsibility to get the ship's cargo and its crew safely to its destination, so you've brought along some tools that'll help you along your way. You can bring a chart and a quadrant and a spyglass, but the most obvious tool to bring is a compass. Because no matter where you're at or what the weather is like, the compass still operates how it's supposed to, which has made it one of the most widely used and reliable tools to get people where they need to go. But then, just as you're thinking about all of this, a random sailor comes up, takes your compass, tosses it into the ocean, and declares that you should be sailing the opposite direction because he, quote, has a good feeling about it. Now, take that scenario and compare it to the way that people try to solve problems in our culture today. We've always had wisdom, we've always had logical reasoning that have allowed us to solve problems and to learn from the past and to plan for the future, but people aren't doing that anymore. They've taken these reliable tools that have helped us to learn and to grow, and they're chucking them out into the ocean, just like the random sailor guy. People are sailing through life with nothing but their intuition guiding them, and it shows. If you've ever wondered how our culture got to the point where it believes that men can be women, and that unborn babies aren't human, and that there is no God, it all boils down to this idea. Without logic, we can never find the truth. But it's important to clarify what exactly I mean when I speak about truth. The most common definition of truth is that which is in accord with fact or reality. And funny enough, everyone actually does agree that truth exists. But what they don't often realize is that if they claim something is false, they're making a statement of objectivity. They're saying that they've measured some piece of information that they have against what the other person has said and determined that the other person's statement is invalid because it does not reflect what they believe to be reality. With that in mind, the question becomes less focused on the existence of truth and more about where truth comes from. Even though being in accord with reality is the dictionary definition of truth, the wider culture doesn't really believe that. Whether it be for self-serving or ideological reasons, people have begun to claim that truth can originate from places that are subject to human minds. There are people that claim that their feelings are a valid source for truth. Others turn to society, saying that whatever we decide is true becomes so. Or some even posit that truth is simply our ability to observe whatever is most evolutionarily beneficial to us as a species. But all of these sources have a host of problems. Firstly, feelings change constantly. It's entirely possible for a person to start out believing that an action is moral, but then through more research and conversations come to the conclusion that the action is immoral. But that means that truth itself would have to change, which would make it not really truth at all, as we currently define it. If we want to make claims of objective truth that apply for all of time, it means that truth can't change simply because one individual has changed their mind. Not only can a person's feelings change from one minute to the next, but their feelings can also be the exact opposite of another person's. There are plenty of topics where people argue that an action or an idea is moral or immoral, but no matter which side you take in that debate, everyone agrees that someone in that situation is wrong. It would be nonsensical to say that both sides can be 100% correct, because contradictory things cannot reflect reality. Secondly, society as a source of truth is no better. Just because a large group of people believe something does not make it correct. If culture decides what is right and wrong, all of the things of the past that we generally consider atrocities would be justified. All the slavery and persecution and genocide would be considered permissible because those societies believed that they were. But instead, we look back at those events in horror and declare that those actions were just as wrong back then as they would be today. But in order to do so, you must acknowledge truth as something universal that applies at all times, regardless of what the culture believes. And in that same vein, if truth is decided by the prevailing culture, we could deny historical events altogether. If the events of the past were inconvenient or embarrassing, then we could simply deny their existence. But most reasonable people would agree that just because a society can collectively deny an event and make it seem like it never happened, doesn't mean that that past event never occurred. Finally, the idea of truth as something that only exists if it's evolutionarily beneficial also doesn't work. True North exists whether we believe it to be beneficial or not. Our ability to recognize it or to decide how beneficial it is has no bearing on its actual existence. We could deny this fact all we want, but it does not change what is in accord with reality. This also faces the same problem as truth from feelings. Every issue has people advocating for both sides, but if we all share the same evolutionary sense, why do people disagree on what's best for us? Shouldn't we all be in agreement since we all share some innate sense of truth? This would demonstrate that our ability to see what is evolutionarily beneficial is at best unreliable and at worst entirely made up. And to top it all off, we simply don't think of it that way. We don't believe that the direction of north exists because we want the species to continue. We believe that it exists because that makes our view in accord with reality, meaning it's true. Truth must be objective, outside of ourselves, and universal. If it's not, then we can't make any claims about things like right and wrong or reality versus fiction. If truth is subjective, then nothing in life could possibly be relied upon, and we would have nothing to help guide us along our way. With all that said, we now return to the compass. Much like true north, truth is always around, but just because we know truth exists doesn't mean that it's easy to find. Just as the compass helps the sailor to find north, logic helps people to find the truth. Logic is the reasoning that allows us to measure and to balance the evidence and consistency of the world and to compile a coherent worldview through it. Without an ability to reason, we would be just as lost as someone stuck on a ship in a storm. Christopher Columbus even spoke to this very idea, saying that the compass, quote, always seeks the truth. But people are quick to criticize Columbus's wisdom and to point out that the compass does not in fact point to true north, but instead points to magnetic north. But even with this knowledge, the statement still remains accurate. Even if the compass does not point to true north, it is still seeking it. But the whole reason the compass was used for so long was because it got you about as close to north as you could hope for. Logic acts in the same way. Humans are flawed creatures. It's easy to allow our feelings and our biases to skew our reading of the world. But even with this setback, logic still helps us to seek truth better than any other method. Unfortunately, the uses of truth and logic in our culture are pretty scarce. People now demand that society conforms to their every opinion and preference, however invalid it proves to be. They stop using reason so that they can justify whatever action or lifestyle that they choose. But one way or another, this can't last forever. A ship can only sail blindly for so long before it finds itself dashed upon the rocks. And if our culture keeps denying where truth comes from and rejecting logic, our fate will be the same. The right direction from here seems very clear to me. We can't simply sit by and watch our culture be capsized. Every person is left with the same choice, to act or to stay silent. We can speak out against evil and lies in the world, or we can let the cultural tide batter us into submission and hope that as it sweeps us away, it'll have mercy if we just comply. We can do nothing, or we can use the tools that we have to get as close to the truth as possible. Just as a compass seeks north, we also have to seek the truth, despite the backlash that seeking the truth often brings. Because in the end, north doesn't change, and truth doesn't either. That's all I have for today. Thanks for listening, and until next time, farewell.